All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at Anna. No, not Hannah, but it is Anna. The movie is written and directed by Luc Besson, who Luc Besson has some good movies in his directing tree and then also some bad movies. Luc Besson is really known for the French action movie. So Luc Besson is known for a lot of movies that are kind of similar, but La Femme Nikita, Leon the Professional, The Fifth Element. So did you ever wonder why Taken took place in France? That was Luc Besson. Did you ever wonder why The Transporter took place in France, at least the original one? That was because of Luc Besson. Columbiana is another movie about a spy. Who wrote that movie? Luc Besson. Well, why there was a movie that had John Travolta in it called From Paris with Love? That is Luc Besson. He wrote that movie. If there's a random action movie that takes place in France, Luc Besson has a hand in it. His directing tree also includes a lot of French directors. He does a lot of this. Had also done some of the author movies. If you're not familiar with those, there were three of those. Recent movies that I remember him doing was The Family that had Robert De Niro in it, which was terrible. He was a reformed mobster that went to France to kind of hide out. And then also Lucy that had ScarJo in it, which I remember liking that one. More recently was Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, which remember maybe giving it a 5-2, possibly? But this one is back in his spy thriller wheelhouse. This movie stars Sasha Luss, who I'm very familiar with just due to her original line of work. She was a model. It stars Helen Mirren, which not sure why you're in this movie. And also Luke Evans, which doesn't surprise me that you're in this movie. But the synopsis is, beneath Anna Poliatova's striking beauty lies a secret that will unleash her incredible strength and skill to become one of the world's most feared government assassins. Starts off in a flashback. It's 1985. There's a group of spies that they're in different areas in Russia. They're told to try to make it to an embassy. They're trying to run away, but people are getting caught by the KGB. One person kind of makes it out. And then it jumps forward in time. Sasha Luss' character, Anna, she's a shop owner. And there's this guy that is a part of the French fashion industry that sees her and says, I want to bring you to Paris so you can become a model. She accepts. And then she's taken to France, and then it goes into a flashback, which shows Anna being a prostitute, and then also possibly a bank robber, tries to be a robber. Flashes forward to her essentially being a deep cover operative for Russia, assigned to assassinate people while being a supermodel. This movie is very convoluted. It is a mishmash of ideas of Sasha Luss's, what she has been popular for more recently. I mean, she's been in Vogue and other large scale magazines, but you have her being just a normal working person, prostitute, supermodel, and a spy. Within the first 20, 30 minutes of the movie, that it's like, okay, this is really weird. I will say that this is a pretty bad movie. So first of all, there's been some controversy surrounding this movie. It wasn't promoted very well. And it seemed as if the distributing companies for this movie have been trying to bury it. For one reason or another, main problem with this movie is that Luc Besson used to be this visionary director. Again, La Femme Nikita, great movie. Leon the Professional, great movie. This is just, I don't know where you came up with this. There's just too many ideas, too many backstories, too many characters. You have Helen Mirren, who's essentially the handler for Anna, and then Luke Evans as well. And then you also have Cillian Murphy in this movie, who is a part of the trying to hunt down Anna, trying to see if she's a spy or not. It looks very nice. It looks like a great movie. The ideas behind it, the structure behind the movie, the fact that you have a flashback, flash forward, flashback, intermission flash, I don't know, is confusing to the audience. If you cannot tell the narrative in a straightforward manner, concise, focused idea, you should not do flashback. I will always dislike flashbacks unless they are done intelligently. Helen Mirren and Luke Evans muddling their way through, one, a Russian accent, and then two, just kind of bland dialogue. And then Anna and Luke Evans' character kind of have a relationship. And again, too many ideas, too many plot points to really focus on. I will say that I don't remember what I gave Raid Sparrow, but I will say this movie is kind of marketed what marketing exists. Like, if you look at the trailer, it looks like an action movie, and it really is not. It's more of a drama thriller, and then you have little bits of action kind of sprinkled all around. I would like for this movie to be a lot better. Luc Besson created this aura around French action directors. Well, you have like Pierre Morel, Christophe Gans, Louis Leterrier, Chris Nahan, Patrick Alestrin. It seems like maybe in the past 7-8 years that they just fallen off. Again, Luc Besson was kind of the creator of all that he wrote most of those movies, or he had a hand in producing those movies. He even created a whole production company to try to get those movies out. I don't know, Luc Besson. I really don't know. Why would really like for this movie to be a very concise movie? Just the mishmash of ideas, convolutedness of the character, the plots, the story. I'm going to give this a 3. I really want this movie to be good, but it is not. Hope you turn us around. I think there's supposed to be Lucy 2 coming out, and I want that movie to be great because Lucy was okay. But Luc Besson, please turn it around, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.